Our speaker is running a couple minutes late, so we're going to have Paul share on sponsorship for a few minutes. Please welcome Paul.
Hello, everyone. My name is Paul, and I am an alcoholic. May 28th, 2007 is when I came back to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. And the lady sitting right there with the red coat on is sitting exactly where my sponsor was when I kicked his coffee over. And I went and got some towels, and him and I cleaned it up together, and we met that day here in this meeting. This is my home group, and I'm very proud of being a member of this home group because I feel at home here. I really do. I think we do a really good job at delivering the message of hope. I spent some time in the rooms, about 2.5 years, up in the Lehigh Valley, and I never really truly, I shouldn't say nobody was showing me anything. I just had an ego and a inner fire that was much more powerful than any human being that I came across. See, I knew everything. I lived my entire life that way. This is a real tough situation because I have no idea how long I'm going to be speaking. I'm just like going to be staring there, wondering who's walking in and when. My first stint in this program was a blessing, number one. It was not done for me. I was told I needed to do it for other purposes other than Paul. It wasn't until I hit a new bottom, one that had to do with more dry goods than liquid goods. My alcohol bottom was October 2nd, 2002. My dry good bottom was sometime in April of 07. Hence, my new sobriety date is May 28th of 07. About a year and a half, some months ago, I hit an emotional low. And it's okay. I didn't drink over it. There's nothing today that is going to be bad enough for me to need to pick up a drink or a drug. I have absolutely no fear that is going to be my solution again. My sponsor has been extremely influential in my sobriety. When I came back into this program, I came back in with a vengeance. I knew what existed here, and I knew I didn't do what I needed to achieve what I've achieved at this point in my life. My sponsor walked me through the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. My job as a sponsor is to put my sponsee's hands in the hand of God and walk them through the steps as they're laid out in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Other than that, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I will listen because I am a good listener today. And I do a lot of praying. And when I'm facing something that I don't know the answer to, I ask for help today. I ask for help from individuals who I know work in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous who have a higher power, who have gone through the steps. And I ask their opinion because I value their opinion, because we've all come from the same place. And that's the one thing I could never grasp my first time around, is that all of us in here, or most of us anyway, I feel know what we're talking about as far as the pain and the suffering and that empty hole that existed in me for so very long. Took a while to work through my issues, my fears, my resentments, my know-it-allism, my selfishism. I have a lot of isms. But with the help of my sponsor, I was able to do that. There's a gentleman sitting in this room right now who has been around, I've been around since the day I walked through the doors of Alcoholics Anonymous in October of 2002. He tried to tell me and explain to me how the program worked. I didn't listen. I didn't have the ability to, because obviously I hadn't gotten to my bottom. I couldn't surrender. I was treading water at the third step for a very long time. When I came back into the rooms, it was probably my second or third meeting in 2007, and that gentleman, I saw him at a meeting in Bethlehem, and at that point in time, he asked me, how long did I want to suffer? How long did I want to stay in the problem? And he asked me to meet him over at the hotline, and we went over, and I was really raw. I was in so much pain. And I couldn't even read. I couldn't comprehend. I could do nothing but cry and feel pain. And he read the third step to me. And I listened to the best of my ability at that time. But I heard it. And I knew it was here. I knew it was here because I had had sponsors, but my first time around. But as I found out later on, none of them have truly gone through the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous as they're laid out in the first 164 pages. So they didn't really have a lot to give me. Other than friendship, maybe, and an ear, you know. I needed to be shown. I needed things to be explained to me. Because as much as I knew, it took a while for me to figure out I knew absolutely nothing. And that's okay. It's my story, and it's part of my story. But the beautiful thing of the program of Alcoholics Anonymous is that once we get to that point where we surrender and we truly are done, it's here. All we have to do is be willing to take some direction, listen. I don't care if you take the cotton out of your mouth and stick it in. You know what I mean? You're here to take the cotton out of your ears and stick it in your mouth. I want my sponsees to talk. I want to hear where they're at and what's going on in their lives. It's a big part of understanding where they're at, and then kind of gives you an idea where you need to start. I just had a horrible experience with a sponsee, but nothing, absolutely nothing happens in God's world by mistake, and I know that today. I have a very good friend who's no longer going to be visiting us here in these rooms, and he's not dead, but self-will run amok, and it is what it is. I don't know if some people know what I'm referring to. I can't get into detail, and I don't choose to, but it's a very painful thing because being a sponsor is not only, I mean, there's a lot of different personalities in this program, okay? And I tend to love my sponsees more than they love themselves because that's what was given to me. And that's what I was taught. So it's difficult for me to be any different than that. So I treat all my sponsees with as much love as I can. But I also have learned a lot recently that I am not here to be a sponsor that is going to say, oh, it's always okay. Because it's really not. We have choices in life. And when we're constantly making the wrong choice, sooner or later, somebody else is going to come along that's going to be making the right choices, and they're going to demand more time than the ones that don't make the right choices. And it tells me in the big book that that's my job, is to turn around and go to the next guy that needs to hear the message and is willing to do the work and follow the path that Alcoholics Anonymous lays out so eloquently in the first 164 pages. I was talking about when I sat down with the gentleman and he read the third step with me. And at that point in time, I knew, I had a little sense of relief at that point in time, because I knew that I was in the right place. I still just wasn't ready. I needed to stew in my own pain a little longer, I guess. It was just my story, you know. It's what I had to do. We don't have to do what I did. We don't have to stew and suffer for as long as I stewed and suffered. But if you do, I found that it's your choice, because that was my choice, because it was given to me. The solution was shown to me, and it was said, we can start right now. And I just couldn't. I don't. For what reason, I don't know. I just couldn't. But when it came strong. And you know, I had a sponsor prior to my current sponsor who never went through the 12 steps, but he was always a good ear and someone for me to cry to and talk to and curse at and bitch and moan about every little stupid thing on the face of this earth. Everything I had absolutely no control over. But I wanted to have control over. Till I learned I had no control over anything. It took a little while, about 8 months. My 8 month anniversary, I can honestly say things started to clear up for me. My head cleared. And the day, that anniversary day, I was in so much pain. And I knew, I've always had a God in my life. And believe me, having a God is one thing. Having spirituality is what the program's about. Having a God or a higher power, as I should probably use the word higher power, is essential. It's very much the keystone to what I needed to start to realize, and that was that God's always been working with me and protecting me and helping me. I just couldn't see it or accept it. My fourth step and fifth step with my current sponsor was absolutely exhilarating. After I got over the fear part, which I found out was absolutely unwarranted, there was no reason whatsoever that I should sit around and be fearful of looking at myself, because it was a process that relieved me of me. You know, I was my own worst enemy. And I think 99.9% of us are. And that's okay. It's just okay. I was talking with Dave on my way here, and a statistic that I used to always talk about, like I had heard this at some point in my life, and it never left me. 99.5% of all human worries are for nothing. That's fear. All of our fear is for nothing. 99.5% of our fear is for nothing. If you think about it, that's an awful lot of wasted energy. And I don't have to deal with that anymore, because I don't really truly fear a whole lot. Fear. I texted this to someone today. Fear in my addiction. F everything and run. Fear today in recovery for me. Face everything and recover. It means there's nothing that can happen in this lifetime that's going to continue to keep me down. And I only learned that through this program. You know, I would never have come up with that on my own. Trust me. I am not that bright. And I'm not afraid to tell you that either. Because the old me, I'd be telling you just how smart I really was. And I don't have to do that today. He's not here yet. I'm looking. It's still 10:15, so it's all good. The bottom line for me today is doing the next right thing at all times. My sponsor is, he's studying to be a minister. And it's no coincidence that God put us together. Because Roy was exactly who I needed, exactly when I needed him. He didn't waste any time. I asked him at one point, I kicked his coffee over. I met him, I think, that week or the next week. We had coffee. We had figured out at that point in time we worked really close to each other down in Willow Grove, Upper Dublin area. And we met for lunch, and we talked, and I found out that he had something that I wanted. And it took me about a week. I talked to a couple group members here, kind of felt it out to see what they thought, and I got the, yeah, go ahead, do it. Across the board, flying colors, ask Roy. So I asked Roy to be my sponsor. I think within another 5 to 7 days, I was sitting in his house with him in his spare room, reading the first, second, and third step. And at that point, he basically said, now you need to go out and write all your fears, your sex conduct, and basically follow the format in the big book and write down everything about me that I could come up with, that I could think of. And I did. I did that. And within about another 5 to 10 days, we were doing my fifth step in that same room. And then my life changed. Absolutely changed. From that point forward, things just started to be a lot clearer because I knew that I wasn't a bad person. I knew I never intentionally wanted to hurt people, but I also knew that I did. Something that I ran from for a long time. I knew at that point that I hurt a lot of people in my lifetime. And that's the searching part of the whole program, you know. And the fearless thing is powerful, you know. A fearless moral inventory. Wow. Never thought I would do one of them back in the day, you know. Never even knew what an inventory was, except yours. I knew what your inventory was because I took it all the time. Peace, man. Does that mean two? Okay. So now I'm winding down here. This is one of my tougher engagements here, speaking engagements. My 5 to 7 to 12 minutes has turned into 22, and that's okay. If you don't have a sponsor, and you've been coming around this program, our friend Dave from Boston has a great line. Somebody said to him at a rehab one time, Dave, how long are you going to come around to a 12-step program and never do the 12 steps? Makes sense, doesn't it? But it's amazing that I spent as long as I did coming around to a 12-step program and never did the 12 steps. And because of that, I relapsed. I chose to pick up and dig that hole deeper. And I dug it really deep to the point where death was on my doorstep, and everything else was gone. And that's okay today, because if I'm meant to have anything back, I will have it back, because my higher power will give it back to me. Because I have my wits today, and I'm honest, I'm trustworthy, and that's what my life is about. So if you have a sponsor or if you do not have a sponsor, I highly recommend you start looking for one. Start raising your hand. Start telling meetings that you don't have a sponsor. Having a home group is paramount to the program. A home group gives you the opportunity to get to know people. Those people get to know you. And then they help guide you and point you in the right direction and the direction of a sponsor. I think our speakers here